This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, June 8, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. A prison education is proving that inmates who graduate are less likely to be reincarcerated, and the investment is saving taxpayers' dollars. WGVU's DeMorrison reports on Kelvin University hosting the Michigan Higher Education in Prison Conference.
Stakeholders shared statistics from research institute RAND Corporation, finding that every dollar invested in prison education saves taxpayers $4 to $5, and that incarcerated students are 43% less likely to return to prison after release. Lisa Scra, executive director of the Calvin Prison Initiative, emphasizes that education is changing prison environments from the inside out as incarcerated graduates become tutors and mentors, helping others prepare for release.
Many have been incarcerated for 10, 20 years, and they haven't been in college or even in school for a while. And so they're uncertain at first, but they quickly, when given the opportunity, have the chance to say, you know what, I am a learner. And that starts to transform how they see themselves.
14 Michigan colleges currently serve 1,300 students in 15 facilities, but more than 3,000 prospective students are on wait lists.
We're slowly whittling away at that number, but that's obviously something that's going to take us a long time to get to.
Scra emphasizes that the true impact of prison education stretches far beyond economics, focusing on human dignity and expanding worldviews. I'm Dee Morrison.
The ribbon was cut on one of the nation's first early childhood centers located in a bus station in Grand Rapids on Monday. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us more about the groundbreaking facility.
Welcome to Central Station Early Childhood Center.
The $10 million first-of-its-kind childcare center in Grand Rapids' Rapid Central Station is aiming to reduce the commute for working parents and set a national trend. Tracy Kaufman is program officer for the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, which contributed $5.8 million to the project.
Families need access to early care and education, but they need care that is affordable. They need access to transportation that is reliable and convenient to access that care, and they need spaces designed to serve multiple purposes.
According to a 2023 Foundation survey, 94% of bus riders rated proximity to transit as very important, with 70% stating they would likely enroll their children in the program. President and CEO of the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, LeJune Montgomery Tabron, says the center will save families money, reducing stress and commute times.
For parents who rely on public transportation, access to childcare can be one of the biggest barriers to employment and stability. The center removes this barrier, placing high-quality, affordable care exactly where families already are.
Online enrollment is underway for 100 children from birth to 5 years old. The center will open to families in September. I'm David Limbaugh.
The city of Grand Rapids will host its second commission night out on Tuesday, June 16. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
City residents are invited to a night at the museum as officials host the second commission night out of the year. The first was in March. The event will feature the regular 7 p.m. City Commission meeting, along with an opportunity for residents to browse more than 15 city information tables beforehand. Those who attend before the meeting will also be able to explore the museum's first floor displays, including its popular Streets of Grand Rapids exhibit. City officials say Commission Night Out brings city government into the community, offering an opportunity for all ages to learn how decisions are made, explore city programs and services, and speak directly with city leaders. Again, Commission Night Out takes place June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. Doors open at 6. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Some fans paid over 5 times the usual price for a ticket to see the West Michigan Whitecaps play in LMCU ballpark over the weekend. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports it's because Detroit Tigers star Tarek Skubal was the Whitecaps' starting pitcher.
Got him swinging! Tarek Skubal punches out his fifth batter!
It was Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Tarek Skubal's first start since elbow surgery last month, an opportunity to test his recovery against minor league batters and find out if he's ready to return to the Detroit Tigers.
I think velocity was good. My execution was good. Felt like I threw a ton of strikes.
Skubal pitched 5 innings, struck out 6, and left the game with a 4-0 lead over the Dayton Dragons.
Thought I competed well and executed pitches well.
A month ago, Skubal had nano-needle surgery, a relatively new procedure to remove floating bodies in his elbow. 4 to 6 week recovery instead of 3 months.
That's all I put my mind on was 4 weeks.
Tigers manager A.J. Hinch is optimistic the start in Grand Rapids is the only rehab Scooble will need.
We want the Caps to take good care of him and deliver him back ready to go.
After it was announced Scooble would pitch, ticket prices for the game soared on secondary markets, some sellers asking for hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
I saw some ticket prices. I'm like, whoa.
A standing O from the crowd here in West Michigan.
A really good crowd. Standing ovation. The fact that they showed up, you know, it means they care about me and I care about them.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Library leaders had to move an author book discussion to a West Michigan concert venue after more than 10,000 people registered for the event. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports on Tuesday's sellout.
Authors aren't often treated like rock stars, but that's exactly the case in Grand Rapids.
I've been doing programming at KDL for over 25 years. I've never seen the kind of response we've had.
Kent District Library Manager of Outreach and Programming Henny Van Drager says this is the third year of the On the Same Page Countywide Book Club, culminating in a free author visit and community discussion. This year features best-selling authors Kristen Hanna discussing her book, The Women, and Megan Chance with The Vermilion Sea.
Incredibly heartwarming to see this kind of community response to literature and books.
The interest was so big, organizers had to change venues, scrambling to find a site large enough.
We booked Kristen Hanna and Megan Chance about a year ago, and if I had suggested Van Andel Arena at the time, I probably would have been laughed out of the room.
The massive draw is largely due to Hannah, whose historical fiction books feature strong female characters. Firefly is now the basis for a hit Netflix series, and The Nightingale is an upcoming film.
She is kind of that level of celebrity that you don't always see in an author. She doesn't do many of these events, so people really want to be there for it.
Any spoilers for next year's author?
Every year I'm like, I don't know how we're going to top this year, but after this year, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU Shelley Irwin looks at concerts and movies on offer this summer in East Grand Rapids, but first, news from around the state. Republicans could make a return to Michigan's third grade reading law a sticking point in budget talks. Colin Jackson has more.
Under the old policy, third graders who were more than a grade behind at reading could face being held back. Lawmakers repealed it a couple years ago, though the House voted this week to bring it back. Now, Republican House Speaker Matt Hall says that needs to happen, alongside more spending on kids and a refocus on phonics, if lawmakers want to help kids learn to read.
We've got to do all three to get a deal on literacy, and everyone has said they want to do literacy, so this is part of getting literacy done.
But critics say holding kids back wouldn't help them read better. Democratic House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri accuses Hall of pulling stunts with third grade reading.
I have not had any conversations with him about that. I don't think it's actually a serious goal of his.
It's unlikely the Democratic-led Senate would take up the bill. I'm Colin Jackson.
The United Auto Workers Union has thrown its support behind Abdul El-Sayed in the competitive race for the Democratic Party nomination for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat. Rick Pluta has more.
With hundreds of thousands of active and retired members, the UAW has long been a powerful force in Democratic politics in Michigan. Oakland University political science professor David Duilio says the endorsement sends a signal and could make a big difference in a tight three-way race.
I think it is another piece of evidence that the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is getting stronger and stronger.
Congresswoman Haley Stevens and State Senator Mallory McMorrow are also seeking the Democratic nomination and have courted union support. Former Congressman Mike Rogers is uncontested for the Republican nomination. I'm Rick Pluta.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. East Grand Rapids is in full force with summer programming. WGVU's Shelley Irwin got a preview of summer movies starting this weekend, plus concerts have kicked off as well. Pam Slater, Elijah Vlasis, and Mike Murphy joined in with the details.
East Grand Rapids is in full force with summer programming. Let's discuss your summer concerts and movies. Very timely we are. Appreciate you in the house, Pam Slater. All things concerts, movies, and more. More concerts on your end. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you also to you, Elijah Vlasis. You're going to share the four wonderful movies. Good morning.
Morning, Shelley.
And you're all about Why It Happens. Mike Murphy, Brower's Agency. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Pam, let me have you give me kind of the big picture. Does summer in East Grand Rapids kind of officially kick off with summer's movie with concerts, movies, and more?
It sure does. Tonight, We have our first concert in the park with Izzy Joy. So we're kicking off the 10 concerts for the summer.
Right. And back to you, Elijah. There will be movies involved as well?
We do. We have movies starting this Friday down at John Collins Park.
Yes. Mike Murphy, we introduce you as a sponsor. How big of a summer do we look forward to?
Oh, it's going to be a great summer. We were just talking how fast it goes, so make sure you get down there and check out all the events.
Yes. Tell me about Brower's agency.
We're a local independent insurance agency specializing in auto, home, business, life insurance. Big part of the community. Happy to be a sponsor. Look us up if you're looking for any complete reviews of your coverage.
All the stuff we need, that's for sure, just to be insured. All right, Pam, let's kick off our concerts, please.
Well, sure, it sounds great. Izzy Joy, as I said, will be here tonight, as well as our Ultimate Dance Camp performance, which is a group of dancers that have been performing and practicing for the last couple of months. So they'll be there tonight. We have Lavender coming this summer. We have the Benjamin Tate Band. We have Austin Benzing from local Grand Rapids community, Chris Kranick. And we're just going to have a great summer. We have 10 concerts this summer, which we've only had 6 in the past. So I'm really excited to bring more music to the region.
Yes. So where exactly am I headed?
John Collins Park, which is right on the shores of Reeds Lake Boulevard. Or Lakeside Drive in Reeds Lake, 650 Lakeside Drive.
Yes, free and open to the public.
Absolutely, free and open to the public, families, all ages. You can bring a picnic. We are within the social district, so people can take advantage of that if they would like to as well. And have a great time.
Yes, and these start at what time?
7 o'clock for the concerts, 7 to 8:30 is typically what we always do.
Yes, a wonderful time. And then if we have to go there, rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine. I mean, it's Michigan, so we're going to be flexible. Sometimes we make the call at the very last minute, but we hope to have the concert rain or shine.
We'll come back with a few more specifics. Elijah, introduce us to your movies.
Yeah, so we've got 4 this summer, kind of spaced out so you can get your fix throughout the entire summer. We're starting June 12th. This upcoming Friday, we're going to show How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action newer one. Venturing over to July, we're going to have the new Superman movie in the park, Friday, July 24th. Towards the end of August, we're going to do Inside Out 2 on Friday, August 21st. And then kind of going off of what we did last year with our fall movie, we're going to do another semi-fall movie. It's not going to be Halloween, but it's right in the middle of football season on Saturday, September 19th. We're going to show Remember the Titans in the park right after you can get your Friday night football fix the day before and come down and see Remember the Titans on Saturday.
Again, we don't want to rush summer, but there's something about that season that's that does make you smile. Again, where are we going for the movies?
John Collins Park, right on the shores of Reeds Lake.
And we're watching on a big screen.
Yes. It's a big screen. If you've got a boat, you can put your boat in and come right up to the shores and watch on there. Or you can bring a lawn chair, blanket, sit in the park and enjoy.
Man, that's an excuse to just go get a boat. Here we are. tell me, that time starts, obviously we're not dark until a wee bit later.
Yep. So we try to get it earlier in the summer. We try around 8:30. But as we get a little later in the season, the sun starts setting a little sooner. So I'd say probably by that September date, it'll be closer to 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And in general, I guess a question still for you and Pam, Mike, who chooses your movies? Do you have a committee, or is it the Pam and Elijah show?
Yeah. It kind of boils down to us. We do take input to some extent, but a lot of that comes back to us, and then we ultimately send it to the Brower's agency and the Friends of the Library and everybody involved for final approval.
Yes, you want to expand on that then, Mike? You don't want too many cooks in the kitchen, but it's nice to zone in on what's the goal and what's the mission, and here's what you have.
Yeah, just community involvement in the summer, getting people out and enjoying the movies and the concerts.
Yes, I had the opportunity twice this past week to visit East Grand Rapids for the Bissell Blocktail Party and then a lovely lunch at Rose's. And things were happening, so my next visit is just to bring a dog and walk around the lake. I don't, live in the area, but anywhere you live, obviously, is you're welcome to that. And expand, I guess, if you would, Mike, on I mean, all four seasons are great, but there's nothing like summer in Nice Grand Rapids?
I was commenting on the way in, there is no community that is more outdoor activity focused than East Grand Rapids. You can't go there without seeing someone running, hiking, jogging, there, walking their dog.
Yes. And what about that area? I was talking to my dear mom in Indiana, and she says, I found an article in East Grand Rapids about the woodlands, about the wetland area. Were you taking a walk on the floating dock?
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, is it called a floating dock? So I've got to take my roving microphone out there. Tell me more about that.
Oh, goodness, you're calling me on the spot. Yeah.
Well, so think about
it.
We've
got floating docks over in the Waterfront Park, phase one. Yep. And so people can, you know, walk out there and really kind of get into nature and out into the water a little further than you would be able to just from the sidewalk.
Yes. Well, again, that's for another interview, understood, but that's just a tease of why movies and concerts should be part of the doing. What else would you like to share, Elijah?
Hope to see everybody out there. We're going to have some fun activities in the park. The Friends of the Library is going to have a tent that they're going to have themed, you know, like coloring books, some fun stuff like that throughout the summer, and then bring food, bring snacks, bring drinks, come down and watch a movie. It'll be a great time.
Good. Your first movie kicks off when?
Friday.
All right. Pam, your word on the concerts, please, finale.
Sorry about that. So tonight is the first concert. I am so excited. It's always a great time. And as we know, as Mike said, parking can be a little bit of a challenge because it's such an awesome community to go out and be part of. So allow a little time for yourself to get to the park, but there is ample time for everybody to enjoy the concert. We have some lawn games as well included, and it'll just be a great time.
That's half the fun, is just walking to the park. There we are. And then, of course, Mike Murphy, on behalf of Brower's Agency, why should we be attending all for East Grand Rapids?
Get out, enjoy, have a good time this summer, and make sure and take advantage of all the opportunities.
Thank you for your service, sponsorships, and more. All right, good things happening in East. Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, June 8, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.